to have more and more accumulation of ignorance, more difficult to really understand. Because Dhamma is very subtle and avijja is so great before Dhamma or Panya can penetrate to the latent tendencies. Little by little, just eliminate the ignorance.
So it's not time now to understand the tendency of us?
Yes. Aramanupanisya pachaya. But it's not in the book. That's why we can see that we are studying Dhamma, or we just studying Dhamma subject. It's on this book or here and there. But what about right now? Even one word can be deeply penetrated. For example, where is seeing now? Everyone knows about seeing. It's in the book. And Buddha talked a lot about it. But the question for studying is not just read and understand the condition for it, but now all the teachings come from now for 45 years about everything now. So where is the seeing? What about the theoretical knowledge? Does it help?
Helps.
To answer or to really understand where is seeing right now.
It becomes like an excuse, all these raw conditioned dharmas, so never mind what happens or something, or it's all a matter. Actually, this is not understanding. It's like making excuse.
We have to eat now, both of you and me and everyone. Why? Why do we have to eat? Why not just listen to Dhamma?
The body needs support, and these are the conditions for listening to Dhamma.
Yes.
The body support.
Why do the arahats still eat? Otherwise, if the makes excuses like, oh, I don't need to get the treat, or use all the dhammas in there and there. What was the expression that Dhamma used last night? It's I.
Yes, we have to eat, we have to take medicine.
And we have to know what our particular problem or accumulation is so that we get the right kind of medicine and visit the doctor. So if it means we have to go to the hospital for 3 days and no radio like the friend in Thailand, so be it.
Even monks in the Buddha's time got treatment from Chivaka.
Yes.
Kumarapa.
Even the Buddha himself.
Yeah. Have some more.
Oh no, Ajahn, thank you. I don't have Aramanu Panisaya Pachaya.
For
taste and visible object and thinking. No, it can all be Aramana Panisaya Pachaya.
The Aramana Kojara is more important than the Kochara. Aramana Upanisaya Pachaya. More important than Aramana Upanisaya. Because Aramana Upanisaya is the accumulation of all Aramana from attachment. It leads to more and more attachment.
Aramana.
But the Aramana Kojara is that which is very precious because it can condition understanding. That's why we listen to many things, but what word will condition understanding?
We don't know.
Yes, we know, because we have accumulation to know. What is more important? To just read or to understand reality right now.
So it's like particular word is Aramanupanisaya Pachaya for understanding and awareness.
And it is Aramana Kojara.
Gochara.
Because Kojara is special, which means about understanding. Have good friend and right words, true words. And then the more one says, the difference between words which is not valuable and words which is so very important because one can consider it and understand it, because it's all about now, see? And this is Aramana Kojara, which will be the Araka Amara Kojara. Whenever Akusala arise or wrong understanding arise, it's there to see that it's wrong.
But what's the Ajahn difference? Can you repeat the three gochara? It's Aramana gochara, Arakara gochara, Upanishaya gochara, Arakara gochara, and so what's the difference in between them? Ajahn, it's still like it's all conditioned, so it...
But it's not just the words. It's easy to say all conditions. But in order to understand, in order to really understand it, it's all conditioned. It is to be aware and understood as a reality. One characteristic at a time. So one can see that that particular one is conditioned by that way, and the other is conditioned by the other conditions. Like seeing now is conditioned by ideas, and sound which appear is conditioned by having the ears. See, to really understand that each reality is itself. Otherwise, it's so vague to say that everything is Dhamma. Like those who think that it's an excuse for anything that one will do, but actually, no you, no me, but there are kusala dhamma and akusala dhamma. And we have accumulated lots of akusala dhamma based on ignorance. So the medicine or the cure of all akusala must be the understanding only. And it has to be right now, because that has passed cannot be the object of right understanding. And that which has come yet cannot. So if there is a satyayana in the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, the first sermon, talking about satyayana, kicciyana, and katayana. So anyone who doesn't have enough accumulation for satyayana will never have the awareness, the right awareness. Hoping, thinking of knowing or developing something which hasn't happened yet. What about now? So those who understand that reality is right now is those who study even good.
And it has to be
the language of the last life was forgotten. Like we might have spoken Pali, Marathi, and Makot province in many places, but we cannot understand even when
Everything goes, the memory, the...
But the understanding is there, no matter one heard it in any language. What is it all about? What is Dhamma all about?
About life, about misery, about just, you know, just to live this misery life.
Really? Misery? In what way? In what way is misery?
In what ways? It's a good question because...
Is it misery?
No.
No.
Just now, now it's not, but...
Yeah. So what is meant by the term misery is the changing, not permanent. It just appears and disappears.
Yeah.
No one can hold it as one would like to have it. Impossible, because everything just passes all the time.
Yeah.
Never come
from
back.
From moment to moment.
Never come back.
Just live and don't look back because it
to
is
understand,
past.
Because we cannot stop any thought at all.
Yeah, we cannot change what happened.
What do you mean by this misery life?
Buddha teaching was about, you know, how to be happy.
So it's not misery when it's happy.
No, no. But just to get rid of it. Thinking is thinking. Yeah, Lucas told me about Dhamma for years and I was thinking what he's talking about. I just don't understand it at all. And then it came and I understand things better, but not perfect. I'm not Buddha.
I bet how long it takes you to understand reality from reading, understanding.
How long
does it take you to understand that what you are studying is reality right now? Because usually one reads in from Tipitaka and think that it's only the story about citta and cetasika.
Yeah.
Many people do not know that it's now. What is said in Tipitaka must be right now. But they studied from books so they don't have any idea about it now. So does it take you a long time to know?
It depends. I've seen one, two people. So even can hear words or anything. Because it's after that, words comes up.
Thinking, and remembering the sign of the sound, the mark, different marks, different sign of the sound, nimitta. Because sound also has nimitta too.
Sarah, on the tape last night, we re-listened to yesterday afternoon, and at one point you talked about vitakka, reaching out, you know, touching concepts. And suddenly it became easier for me to understand vitakka as thinking. But vitakka doesn't always reach out to concepts. In certain jittas it would reach out to the reality. Yeah. Like after the seeing consciousness, yes, 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 and then in sub, that's right. Well, at the moment of Satipatthana, yes, yes, it would be reaching out to realities. Right. And at moment of thinking, reaching out to concepts. Okay. Suddenly, you know, I keep asking, and suddenly I heard you say that, and I thought, okay.
Otherwise, we think of vitakka as only thinking in words.
Yes.
But actually, it's just only thing that we can understand from the beginning and on and on and on. Until the national proper word for vitakka in any language except Pali itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually very helpful to consider how it can reach the soul that way, and it's always moving away or reaching away from visible object or what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, how can be conditions for awareness to arise without any understanding about the unhappiness at all.
Right.
And it's a similar problem with all the jettisons, like energy, effort, period. Mm-hmm. It's not the conventional idea.
No.
A labor.
Right.
Yeah. Concentration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, none of them are the conventional.
No.
Right.
So this is our medicine for the discussion.
Okay, well, it was funny. I was almost falling asleep, and I heard you say that. Okay. Just took a while.
Because before one can eradicate all the idea of self, even sleepiness is not self.
Yes.
So very courageous to understand the impermanent reality. Before there can be the letting go of the idea of self completely.
So I was sitting on the stairs and I spent 2 hours writing the notes. But during that 2 hours, no thought of like the cold or feeling poorly.
Was it gone? The cold?
Cured.
Yeah.
And afterwards, I was just reflecting on Dharma and thinking about it. So no time to think
but
about
don't underestimate karma in the past. Mm. It can produce result anytime, in anywhere.
Ajahn, there must be also a mind door to all the world appear. And what is mind door?
Okay. What is mind?
A citta.
So, the last vavanga citta is the door for anything.
So it's vipaka.
The last vavanga, vavankupa citta.
Can I ask a very just practical question? Because it seems like there is many conditions, and one of them is like a bhavanga condition, the other citta, that is attention, the this mano dvarava jhana citta that attends to this or that. But my question is, because we think a lot, we can put attention or we cannot put attention, but is it not good in life to reflect even know about the bhavanga? That it conditions and must be the vipaka before, that must condition whether the attention is this way or that way. It doesn't depend on us. And is it helpful to consider like this in life? Even on intellectual level, that's a practical question.
Yeah. Now, all your words come from thinking after one kupa cheta. After for one kupa cheta, from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it comes to arise and
no self, no one. Just so that if citta is still pavanka, there will never be anything appearing at all. At moment of seeing, it needs the eye base. At moment of thinking, it doesn't need eye base. But there must be the last moment, the pavankupa citta, to be the door for what is accumulated, for sanya to remember and vitaka thinks about it, each word.
So for example, a cat or a dog, when he sits here and listens to the Dhamma, he cannot understand because of different...
Yeah, but there must be like or dislike of the sound.
Yeah, it may be.
Mm-hmm. Exactly the same, because if it don't think about the shape and form, no dog, no mankind at all, only seeing and thinking.
So we just can only think in different degree than the cat, and it's no self at all, like a cat. I mean...
Because sometimes in the commentary it says that let us do not have the self like the sampatichana santirana vatapana, see? Because at that moment there are no conditions for the idea of self to arise yet. But after that, the chavana, the idea of self can arise anytime. So it just, it doesn't mean that there's no latent tendency of ditti at all. But it depends on, even right now, we do not have micchā ditti. So micchā ditti can be known only to the developed panya from satipatthana, whether it's there or not. Otherwise, we think that when there is no idea about the wrong view, and over there is the idea is wrong, view arising. So if you think about the cats and the dogs and the seeing, the human seeing, it's the same exactly. A children or anyone outside, they might enjoy life without having such wrong thinking arising with citta. When it's not there, panya cannot know it. But when there is awareness and it's there, so panya can see and tell what moment is wrong view and what moment doesn't have wrong view arising with it. So one cannot tell different realities from the understanding of from book only. Impossible. For example, even right now, whether it is seeing consciousness or sampatichanna or santirana or javana, who knows? Because avicca cannot know. But by learning about realities in details, it can condition moment of awareness. So when it's right awareness, one knows that it's not just wanting to have it or try to have it at all. For example, there is touching all the time, but when does it appear to right understanding as just a reality? At that moment, you don't have to say that, oh, it is satipatthana or sati has a reason and panya can understand that. But right at that very moment, when a characteristic appears, it's different from no attention, see, no awareness, no understanding. So it's very natural. It can arise at any time, and it can be the measurement of whether satyajnana is strong enough or not.
And I can see where the satya comes in, the importance of the truthfulness in regard to all that one's heard and read, and how it has to be about this very moment, otherwise it's just
That's why one doesn't mind or care so much about whether one will have satipatthana and try so hard. That is wrong. Because the more one can understand the anatta-ness, one lives to anatta-ness. That's the way that panya begins to understand the anatta-ness a little clearer all the time.
So when we're studying the details of the teachings, whether it's in the commentaries or the Dhamma, it's for the purpose of understanding the present moment.
Right, just for
so
that.
So when we're reading and studying about pasa and vitaka, it's not to understand pasa and vitaka, but to understand like visible object and whatever it appears. I mean, but what we're reading about is maybe not things that are experienced.
Yeah, otherwise we would like to know everything in Tipitaka, which is impossible.
And not necessary.
It depends, yeah, because panya is the best of all Sankhara Dhamma.
But the details that we study, they give the context for
understanding visible objects. So it's for it's for considering and understanding each word deeper and deeper. For example, the question like, where is the seeing? See, we read many times about conditions for seeing, but without the understanding of seeing right now, better and better, what is the answer to this question? Where is the seeing?
It's gone.
Without understanding where is it at the moment when it arises. See? This will lead on and on to the anatta-ness, to condition right awareness naturally.